A word for you from 1 John chapter 5 verses 2 and 3. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the true love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. Notice that it is all bound up by love. Yes, the love of God, towards God Himself and His children. It is inextricably woven together that when we love God, we will love the children of God. And when we love the children of God, we are loving God, for He dwells in them. And here is a wonderful thing. Although for some they might be scared off by this part in verse 2, that the proof of loving God is when we keep His commandments. But they forget the second part, and that is that His commandments are not burdensome. How can it be burdensome to obey the one you love? When the one we love is not our equal, He is God. In a certain sense, Jesus is our spouse, but above all, He is our Savior, our God. And so, when we love the children of God, when we love God, we will find ourselves keeping His commandments. For we love to please the one that we love. And notice also, and remember this, that it is God who first loved us. We don't try and love Him, a person who's unlovable. No, He has set His love upon us and proved it by sending the Lord Jesus Christ, by Him coming and dying for us, the ultimate proof of love, giving His very life, not for those who love Him, but for those who hate Him. Yes, through our sins we have proved again and again that we have been haters of God. But when His love becomes real to us, when we realize how greatly we have sinned against His love, then oh, how it causes such remorse, such pain and sorrow and repentance, and we find forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ because of His love. And then it is that the whole thing turns around. Instead of becoming fearful of God's commandments, we love to obey what He has said. It's not burdensome. Instead, we delight to obey His law.